we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. Just covering down on some major ground across the northern half of the most beautiful state in the nation. This one right here, I'm talking about Alabama. Don't argue with me, it's Alabama. Y'all, this show goes like way down south of Birmingham, up north of Huntsville, Tuscaloosa, back to Gadsden, parts of Georgia, Tennessee, even Mississippi, all thrown in just for good measure. All right, I told you we're doing this, finishing up this section on For the Kids. We've covered everything from school choice to transgenders in sports, Title IX issues, even content of things that are being portrayed or taught in schools, and then just really what it means for us to put the kids first in the decision making. Well, so Emily Jones, who's been on the show multiple times, she's the chapter president of the Moms for Liberty chapter out of Madison. Is doing an amazing amount of work, just kind of becoming known in the state in the last year and a half, 2 years, as somebody who gets busy and gets active and gets other people engaged with her. Well, Emily Jones wrote a piece that came out on 1819 News this morning. I saw it and thought, oh, she's got to come on the show. So I called her and here she is. Emily Jones, how are you doing?
I'm wonderful. How are y'all?
We're good. We are good. Hey, so, you know, as much time as I think I've spent, you know, battling the liberal infrastructure of education in Alabama, I don't think I was aware of ASCA, the ASCA. So go ahead and enlighten the audience because you found something new for me.
Yeah, so, and you proved my point. It doesn't matter how much you've been paying attention to what's going on in our schools. The ASCA is an extremely dangerous organization because no one knows they're there. So no one's looking at them, no one's digging into it, no one's asking questions, none of it. And they're very progressive, very left in their thinking and their philosophy. So the American School Counseling Association, for those not familiar with it, think of like the NEA, right? Like the national organization oversees the teachers all across the country. Well, the ASCA is the exact same thing, only for school counselors, where the ASCA is extremely dangerous, especially in our state. So they're in every state, every 50 states, they're in it. Where we're in this very interesting little situation is that they're in every single school. Yeah. And I say they're in every single school because at the State Department of Education, they have they call it a guidebook, a framework for the school counselors programs, and it's for every public school in the state. So ASCA is literally in every single public school in our state, yeah. And no one knows who they are.
Well, so they're there, and the question is, they're there, but what are they doing there? So that's the part that really got me was, like you mentioned, they have an 80-page guidebook, 80-plus mm-hmm. page guidebook, and you went through it. In fact, I love this because I know it to be true of you. You went through it. It says you printed, highlighted, and flagged it.
So I did.
You didn't just look at the cliff notes here. You apparently wore that thing out and then started asking questions.
Yeah, there's a lot of questions. And all of this stemmed from a very simple question, and this is the importance of parents having conversations with your kids. Alabama is unique in that we're an opt-in state when it comes to mental health programming. Yeah. So when you register your children for school, you have to say, yes, I want my children in mental health programs. I, of course, have never opted my child into it, and I've had the conversations with him to explain to him, you're not going in, here is why. So when he came home from school last year, he knew he wasn't supposed to be going to this class, and he told me, hey, guess what happened today? So it all stemmed from my son coming home from third grade one day and said, hey, this happened and it's not right. Mm. So I started digging and asking questions, and the counselor, and she's a lovely lady. I don't mean any ill will towards her, but she's the one that pointed me to this 90-page guidebook, and I start going through it and highlighting and questioning and all this. And as I dig into that, I'm learning more about the ASCA and just the radical ideologies they're pushing. I mean, they're pushing gender-affirming care all the way down at elementary age. They're pushing anti-racism. They're pushing Gleason, if anyone remembers them, with Target. I mean, it's very radical stuff. And that organization is literally the organization that's training my son's counselor on the objectives that she's supposed to be teaching to the kids every single year.
Yeah, it's amazing. And by the way, when you said a minute ago, anti-racism, it's not that we're saying that they need to teach racism, but they're teaching a version of anti-racism that's more akin to critical race theory. Am I right?
Correct. Yeah, it's one of the resources they have on there is to Abram Kendi, who wrote the book, How to Be an Anti-Racist, which is the whole oppressor, all that stuff. There's a whole thing in there about George Floyd, and they celebrated the verdict of the Michael Chauvin, how do we say his last name, the police officer. They celebrated that and said, this is still not good enough. We've got more work to do. So it's radical stuff they've got out there.
When they produce this handbook, I mean, obviously, it gets in the hands of the counselors. It's out there. And granted, they have they can choose to disregard. But is this a certifying? Do they certify their membership? Do you pay dues to this thing? I mean, how far does this go?
So you can become a dues paying member. You can be a free one, which is what I am, and you find lots of info that way too.
Oh wow!
I sat through a webinar the other day that was talking about Title IX, and one of the counselors from Tennessee questioned, what about when you have these really strong laws within the state, red state, and the facilitator, whoever it was, honest to God, said, these laws are really unfortunate. And there's
really
the laws that Alabama has. Very really? Unfortunate. We try to find a way to work around them. It's what they told the counselors. Being a member is really beneficial. You learn a lot. You can be a free member, you can be a paying member, and then there is some level of certification. I've not dug into it because obviously I'm not doing it. But here's a fun one. The Alabama Board of Education awarded like a counselor of the year, I think it was back in the spring, they're ASCA certified. I mean, all of them that I saw that were even nominated or have been recognized at the state level over the past, year and a half, 2 years, they were all ASCA certified counselors.
So are you getting any feedback at all when you ask these questions? I mean, I know that you have been able to implant yourself into their ranks, and you're basically getting a chance to sort of, look underneath the tablecloth and see what's going on. But are you asking questions and getting any response at all by asking them?
Not really. No, I at a local level, I've asked a lot of questions specific to their guidebook because you've got the national that flows to the state, that flows to the district, and then down to the individual school. So I've asked questions around the district level guidance because they do have a district coordinator per law from 2 years ago. They have to have a mental health coordinator in each district. So that's who I've directed all my questions to. And when I had the conversation with her, she was just kind of a deer in headlights. I mean, she had no clue. It was very obvious. She was just told, here's the manual, go forth and do.
Wow.
So I don't think they've got a full grasp on it. And that's not to say that I think every counselor out there is pushing all of this. They're not. I mean, I don't think directly that my son's counselor is doing it. But you don't know who the next counselor is going to be. And why is our state allowing this? This is in direct conflict with the various state laws we've passed. This document, that 90-page document, it was passed in 2003. Like, it's been 20 years, and we can't figure out how to update a manual for our schools.
Wow.
We wonder why we're at the bottom of the list when it comes to school success.
That's also called bureaucracy. It's moving at the pace of bureaucracy right there. Well, you keep discovering. So I've noticed that you sleuth things out. And in fact, since we got a couple more minutes, remind folks what you found out about the Chromebook in your child's hands.
Yes, so there is an app called EPIC, E-P-I-C, and it's an online library. Superintendents are not approving this to be on the computers, principals are not, teachers are not. It's just there. And I was scrolling through it. My son was in third grade at the time, and I found like a whole genre of LGBT books on there. The principal had no clue that they were even on there, and it was, they were elementary-aged books like A is for apple, B is for boy, only T is for teacher, and the teacher's holding a trans flag. So there, it's very radical. There was even a video in there that talked about the history of the gay flag, the pride flag, I guess is what they call it. So yeah, there's radical stuff everywhere you turn, and teachers don't even know it.
No, and that's the thing, and parents don't even know it. I mean, sometimes the teachers don't, and they're the ones on the inside. You got to wonder how in the world they cannot know. But then the other thing is parents have got to stay engaged. And so if you've taught me anything, it's that we can dig and then we can even sign up to be a part of things. And we can, and, I mean, you really have done a lot to even me, as you know, I consider myself to be somewhat as an activist, or at least an active person at the very least. But you've taken it to a new level, and I really appreciate you empowering parents to get out there and do that stuff.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, and I've got tons of information on it. If people want more, I can send them the 4-page notes that I sent to several legislators and somebody else earlier this week. So there's a lot out there, and I'm trying to make it easy for people to get smart on it as quick as they can.
Well, they got to, because it's about our kids, and that's the the main thing. If we keep the focus on the kids, this stuff will get found out, worked out, and thrown out. But in the meantime, Emily Jones, Mom for Liberty, thank you so much. Appreciate you.
Thank you.
All right. Talk to you soon. All right. Listen, that's just good stuff. I say on the show all the time that, you know, if we do anything on here, it's going to be in what I call the mission and the message. And I want you guys to know the mission and the message is real. I mean, Right Side Media is the company. Right Side Radio is what you're listening to, but Right Side Media is the company. And all of our writings, all of our podcasts, all of our radio, it all revolves around the mission and the message. And the message is, or the mission is, that every single day we want to do what I call the 4 E's. We're going to educate, enlighten, empower, and entertain you on what it means to be a conservative walk around in today's world. But that's the mission. The mission is driven by the message. And the message is, I just want you to know that every day on this show, we stand for the fact that Jesus is Lord, America is great, Alabama is beautiful, and oh, by the way, life is worth living. And if all those things resonate, then you got to know that what I hope you just heard was part of the 4 E's. I hope you're empowered in some way, or even educated for that matter, about what is happening in your kids' schools. There's an organization I've never even heard of. And I spent 8 years in Montgomery in the state Senate, and I've never even been aware of the ASCA, the American Society for, or American Association for School Counselors. And here they are promoting some of the most progressive liberal dogma that gets into the hands of counselors in every school in the nation, it seems like, and all over Alabama. Well, be educated and be empowered. It takes doing something like what Emily Jones just did, which is start asking questions, getting a hold of the material, dog-earing it herself, and then even signing up to be a quote-unquote free member so she can see exactly what they say during their Zoom calls. Pretty funny. All right, you guys, we're taking a break right now. We're going to come back and change gears, all right? Number 2, Triple Dipper. We're going to jump into the Middle East front lines. Got to know what's going on there because it's biblical stuff. We'll be right back.